Souls and salutations, my fine-footed friends. I had a really good intro last week, and I completely forgot it.
I don't recall it being that good.
You don't think anything I do is that good.
It's Happy Feet Friday.
Well, it's not Feet Friday.
No.
It's Soul Saturday, which is going to be Soul Sunday, because that's when I'll actually put this episode out.
Yeah, happy Soul Sunday, everyone.
Soul Sunday. Yeah.
I'm glad it's not Sunday.
I'm glad
for
it's
us
not
right now.
No, Saturday's great. We almost didn't record this podcast. You're welcome.
You're welcome, because Ramon was sitting here like, okay, but we have to record it tomorrow night, and I was like, no, I just want to, like, cuddle up and watch a movie, and we're still going to do that when we're finished recording.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not going to bed till 2 a.m.
No, fuck sleep. I was like, oh, I just want to cuddle up and watch a movie, but I realized that I have a lot of energy.
Yes, I do too.
So...
Seem
I was
prudent.
Like, fuck it, go and get the mics. We can do it. That's fine.
So hey, y'all, welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast.
Welcome.
I'm Ramon.
Welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast.
That's Belle.
My name is Belle.
We are Belle and Ramon that you heard in the, you know, theme song.
And when the first thing when we wake up in the morning that we do is we look at our feet.
So I've had quite the journey as I've been uploading things to the YouTubes, because we now have a YouTube channel, if you didn't know. Which has all the video footage we did.
Is it the Foot Fetish Podcast?
Yes.
Nice.
Is the foot, everything is branded.
Yeah,
super
I know,
branded.
But, you know, just reminding people. The
it
foot
is helpful.
Fetish
we're
podcast.
The only one that decided to call ourselves that. There are other podcasts that pop up, but we are still, you know, the Foot Fetish Podcast. It's been pretty great.
The original. Is,
the original
Foot Fetish Podcast.
Going through it, I see all the mistakes we made with audio and all the weird things. And then I got to the video stuff, and I'm very proud of the editing I did on those. It's not any high, you know, quality YouTube video stuff. But it's just, you know, I got visuals in there and it makes me happy.
I'll have to watch one sometime.
It makes me sad we don't do video podcasts anymore. We were doing
I mean,
really well.
We could do them.
I keep thinking.
I'm just sitting here like wrapped up in a blanket.
That's
it's
the
not,
problem.
It's
not
sexy.
That
it's
interesting.
It's not fun.
I may just have to listen to our, actually go back and listen to the podcast and do the visual editing.
Oh, you're going to like
I
internet
know.
Historian us.
I could. I'm very lazy,
though.
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's a ton of work.
Hey, it can mean a lot if we get enough YouTube followers.
Maybe.
As I'm uploading, we'll see how that grows, our subscribers.
Yeah.
We're at, like, you know, 150 subscribers, which
hey,
is nothing in the world of YouTube.
Cool.
But it's
no,
more than I expected.
That's a lot to me. If we had 150 people in this room, I'd be like,
yeah,
get
be
the fuck out.
Very crowded.
Get out of my house.
Oh, God, I just closed something. What did I close?
Oh, here we go.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. How often should I change my razor? Yeah, I shave my head now, so I have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, Ramon has a really smooth head right now. How often should you change your razor?
It depends on how much you shave. It's every 5 to 10 shaves, they say.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't change yours, but like once a year.
No, I do. I change it probably every other month, maybe, but that's definitely... No, okay, never mind. That's probably 10 shaves.
About 10
only
shaves.
Only shave about once a week.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right, never mind. I take it back.
Do you shave your toes?
You were right. Yeah, of course I do.
You do? Interesting. I didn't realize that. I've been with you for a long time. I've never seen you shave your toes.
Well, you have hair on your toes.
Yeah, I know. I'm hot.
Humans grow hair on their toes.
I've had a couple of models that had hair on their toes. It never bothered me. I mean, sometimes it does. I don't know. I guess because I'm bisexual, it doesn't. The idea
what
of hair on toes feels very
to
masculine.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Hair
you
does.
Just you outed yourself right there.
Yeah, I know.
Not
whatever.
As being bisexual, but as being a fucking misogynist.
Yeah, I know. But listen, hair on legs is not attractive to me on men or women. But it's generally a masculine thing having hair all over you.
You don't find hairy legs on men attractive?
No.
Do you find hairless legs on men attractive?
Yes.
Ew.
Well, listen, man.
That's disgusting.
Oh, to you. A weirdo.
Yeah. Have I ever talked on this podcast about how I had a boyfriend once who shaved his legs? I think he was drunk and just like decided to do it.
I don't know. We've
he was like
had that
in
discussion.
The shower and like just had my razor and was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Fuck it.
He came out of the shower and was like, look what I did. And I was like, ew.
Ew.
It
oh
was
my God.
Not, it, I was not into it personally.
Of course
but,
you weren't. You like it. Look at me. You'd have to be into hair.
Yeah, right.
No, there's none up top now, and I just trimmed my beard, so there's less hair going on.
I love your face right now.
Oh, good.
I love it.
I'm so glad. To shift us into something a little more structured right now, I'm going to jump into Ramon's footnotes. Ramon's footnotes.
Oh, footnotes. All right, do tell.
Footnotes. So I was going to save this for the Christmas episode, but it was too funny.
Christmas episode.
So if you're not familiar with the Yule lads.
Oh, God. Yeah,
so
here we go.
In Iceland, there's a tradition that there are these 12 or 14. I forget how many there are. There's a bunch.
Yeah, it's like 12, I think.
They're like Christmas elves, gnomes?
They're like
trolls? What are they?
Kind of elves, kind of.
I think they're like elves. Everything's
like
elves.
Like not
over
great
there.
Elves. They're just kind of trouble-causing elves.
They're trouble-causing elves, and they cause mischief at Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, one's the skier gobbler. He gobbles up your yogurt, your skier. One is like door slammer. One's window peeper, and he looks in the windows and stuff. Mm-hmm. You said I would be shoe sniffer because I was caught sniffing your shoes by our daughter, which was embarrassing and funny.
Oh, yeah.
I just did it to be funny, though.
You were doing it to be funny, but you were also kind of doing it because you wanted to do it.
Listen,
we're getting ready to go out this morning, and Ramon just like, I've got my shoes there, and he just grabs it and takes a whiff.
I made a goofy face.
Our five-year-old looks at him and goes, Daddy, you're a creeper.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. The kid has you nailed.
But I would be a shoe sniffer.
You would be shoe sniffer.
Hey,
you might actually be foot sniffer because you'd rather sniff feet.
I like both, and for, I guess for different reasons. Yeah, different reasons. I mean, I can literally objectify the shoe, so I can, like, enjoy the smell, and it just be the smell.
Yeah.
And sort of enjoy that, whereas your foot, it's connected to you. It can't just, like, sniff on your foot and imagine it's not you. Can't objectify that.
No.
What are you looking up? You look like you're perusing some
stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ignore you.
Yes, you are. You're always
ignoring me. But I'm...
What have you done?
I am... I'm looking up foot news.
Hey, foot news. We'll get to that
in a
second.
Do you have foot news for this week?
I think I did. Let me see. I had looked it up. I will pull it up again because it's really not hard to find the way I search for things. Foot fetish news. I guess we're shifting to news. That was my foot... Ramon's footnotes.
Do you have any other footnotes?
I had one other... but it's a little more involved, but since I brought it up. So I stumbled upon, when I was looking for places to advertise, as I often do, our clip store, which is great. And I made a really cool collage on our YouTube for your commercials. Because I'm like, I can't just put, you know, a blank screen or just the Foot Fetish podcast image.
Yeah.
So I made this collage, which I is fun. It's not a great collage, but I made me happy of like different images that we've used. From pictures from clips and whatnot. Anyway, that's advertising the clip store. And it makes me happy. So go watch that on YouTube because that'll make me happy. Point is.
Do it, guys.
Do it. Do it, do it, do it. So as I'm looking around, I find this forum about guys getting their feet worshipped, which, yes, of course, it's a thing. It happens. And it's a whole thread about times it's happened in mainstream media, and I've never looked that up before because that hadn't interested me too much, which is weird because I definitely have bisexual moments with feet. It has happened. You know, as I said earlier with my origin stories, that's how I got started, was, you know, getting foot smothered by my guy friend up the street.
Sure.
There's a commercial in England. So they have a spray that's like Axe, but they call it Lynx. And it's called the Lynx Effect. That's the name of the spray. And it's a commercial where this guy, he's a really weird-looking tall dude, and he sprays himself with the stuff at the library. And the girl's, like, looking up at books and turns around at him. And he sticks his foot up on the table and kicks off his slippers. And he has these long, gross toenails, like claws. And she comes over. I think he sprays his foot or something, and she comes over and like starts rubbing her face all up in his feet.
Ew.
And then the librarian points to a sign where it's a picture of them doing that that's not allowed, and they have to leave. It's the most bizarre commercial from the 90s. Of course, I didn't see it. It was in England, and it's, you know, not a product we have over here. But
did you try to look it up?
Yeah, I found it. I found the video.
There you go.
I'll have to show it to you.
Nice, yeah.
This would be a moment for me to show it to you, wouldn't it? And I could put it up on our YouTube moment.
You could, yeah.
Maybe I'll pause it and do that. Here we go.
Oh, you're going to pause it?
Yeah, I'm going to pause it.
I'm not going to watch it live?
Well, I'd have to. Let me just search, and then everyone waits while I search for the damn thing. Because I don't remember the search parameters.
Hmm.
Let me see what I can find.
Okay.
I'm going to see what I can find, everybody. This is live. Live,
active. Do you want
active.
Me to vamp and talk about some feet news?
We will pause for feet news and come back to this. We'll put
yeah,
a pin in this.
We'll put a pin in this.
And
we'll
come we're back going to over to feet news.
So it's not, feet I don't know that it news. Could be considered news. Feet news. I don't consider it newsworthy, but it's quote-unquote news. I navigated away from the page, so I forgot the guy's name. Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend.
Kourtney, I also found the story.
Kourtney Kardashian is apparently, I don't know, dating, married to some guy who, rumor has it, has a foot fetish and is very into her feet. She's size 5
Oh,
feet.
That's weird because her sister has size 10.
Which one?
Which one's this one?
This is Kourtney.
This is Kourtney. One of them has huge feet. I don't know which. I get them all confused.
I bet it's the really tall one.
That
the
would
one
make sense.
Is like huge.
That's weird that
she's. Isn't she like. Isn't she like secretly OJ Simpson's daughter or something? The really tall one.
I mean,
one?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You're throwing some shade
I think
here.
That there. No, it's not. It's not shade.
Are you
I
you're,
think
you're
there
drinking
was,
some tea? I don't know.
There were some room.
What are the kids saying?
Tea
I don't
is
know.
Not the phrase. there were rumors about that at one point. What's her name?
I don't know.
There's one of them that's very tall.
Kourtney Chloe.
And she was like, I think it's Chloe.
Cavernly.
She was like heavy for a while and then she like got some
Kellogg's.
Weight loss and, no. Anyway, Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend or whatever apparently has a foot fetish. And she has size 5 feet and he does stuff to him.
Listen.
She didn't confirm it, but she also didn't deny it.
We'll talk about this more when we get on topic after the break, but man, they have to be a really attractive person for me to be into size 5 feet.
Hmm.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I very much love big feet. It's just my thing.
I don't know that I'm able to picture what a grown woman with size 5 feet might. I mean, I guess I could look up a picture of Kourtney Kardashian.
You could. We've had a few models that have had very tiny feet.
What size is Duchess? She's tiny, right?
Hers are 6, 6 and a half.
Yeah. So
even
smaller
hers,
than that.
Yeah. It's weird. Huh. Although when you start to get into sizes that are right next to each other, it's not that big of a difference.
True.
Like
it's a fraction of an inch at that.
And it really just depends on whose foot. Like yours are wide, but another person who has size 10 might have longer feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not longer, but you know, more narrow.
Yeah. So they
so
look
it looks
bigger.
Different, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Oh, I found the commercial, by the way.
Oh, okay, great.
So we're rolling back,
do
everyone.
Do you think it's worth me watching live? How long is
yes,
it?
Yes, I think it is worth
how long
watching
is it?
Live. It's 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
Yeah, it's not
all
very
right.
long. It's a commercial.
All right.
And I'll put a link for it on the podcast, and I'll show it on the video, on the YouTube one, because why the hell not?
So pause this. Go find the video.
Right.
Go find the video, and we can watch it together.
We will
watch it with me,
right.
guys.
Go find that link. We will give you 5 seconds to go find it, or you
go
can just pause
it.
Whatever.
Click it.
Here's your moment.
Open it in another window.
Yeah, we'll wait.
I assume that's what you're doing. You're on a desktop
you better do
computer.
It. Yeah, desktop computer listening to your podcast.
You're on a
that's what people do. Jeez.
I assume it's a gateway computer. it's
the,
got like
the
big
black
cow
and white box.
Box.
Wow.
All right. Give
all
me,
right, here we go.
Let me see this shit.
All right, hang on. I got to pull it up. And here we go. Make it big. And here you go. Enjoy. This
okay.
is Belle watching
all right.
the... Lynx
it's
commercial.
British, huh?
Yes, it is British.
English.
You got to describe what's
UK-ian?
Happening.
Okay, so no she's feet. She's looking at him already, and he's got like oh yeah, he does have really huge feet. He sits down next to her. He takes his sock off, takes his shoe off. Ew! Oh God! Yeah, he's got like long, gnarly, disgusting toenails. He didn't spray them or anything. She's like rubbing her mouth all over him.
Yep, she's into it.
She's like rubbing her. Yeah, he's got his feet all over her face. And then the guy, oh, yeah, he's no claw feet on face. That's against the rules. Okay, yeah,
that's
that
it.
Was a...
That's a commercial there.
That was an interesting thing.
Right? It was just a interesting little thing
What's
I found.
What's your takeaway from that?
I like it a bit. I mean, listen, if that were reversed, it would be a huge...
Yes.
Turn on. This is a slight turn on for me
mm-hmm.
because I mean.
Probably not much of a turn on for most people.
Well, it was obviously it's meant to be gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the gross out humor of it. As it is for most fetish moments for most media, is they generally go for that effect. It's happened less over the years, but that's always been a given. It's goofy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be weighing the feet. Ha, 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 ha. And obviously with the toenails and all, it was meant to be gross and with a comedy spot. I don't know what my take is. I like it. Anytime we can get feet going, even if it's something I wouldn't automatically like, mm-hmm. I'm down. I always appreciate it. So kudos for the Lynx Effect for making a commercial in the 90s. Sure. I want to see more of that.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very 90s feeling ad, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
A little fun thing to find.
Interesting. That's your news.
That's my footnotes.
That's footnotes.
See, we're jumping topics. We're jumping segments here.
Do you have any more news?
No, that was the only news story I found. It's been a slow week for
fetish news. I have
news. You have more?
I have news.
Go ahead.
So, Street Fighter VI.
Interesting. I am so interested.
Street Fighter VI is in the middle of its closed beta test.
Okay.
And players seem to be absolutely loving it so far.
Okay. I didn't even realize we were up to that many Street Fighters.
One element that seems to be rubbing some the wrong way, however, is the pretty blatant focus on Juri's feet. I'm reading this from a site called thegamer.com.
Go ahead.
Ever since Juri, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce that. I don't know.
That's how I pronounce it, too.
Was first revealed to be one of the fighters on the starting roster, it's been pretty clear that her feet have become a key part of her characterization. Her gameplay trailer showed that a ton of her specials and intros really zoom in and focus on her feet, and they're presented in much more detail than they ever have been. The author says, God, I feel really weird writing this. It's even more blatant and upfront in the actual game, however. Juri's character select pose has one of her dogs just hanging right in front of the camera for all to see.
Mm.
It's that.
Wow,
I'm showing it to
great.
Ramon. Yeah, she's just like standing there with one foot in the air.
Yeah.
She's like curling her toes up. Oh, I accidentally clicked on something.
Yeah, you done it.
I'm making it go away. And playing matches against her just shows how foot-focused she is. It seems that a fair number of Street Fighter players aren't enjoying this version of Juri, as most of the top posts about her on social media are complaining about her feet. Just searching Juri's name on Twitter shows the general reaction to how she's being portrayed. Twitter user SomeGuy posted a picture of Juri's select screen and said, "It's hard being a Juri fan who's not into feet." While Gresh Gang shared a similar sentiment, saying, "When I buy Street Fighter VI, I'm modding my game to make Juri wear shoes." It's not just Twitter either, as posts asking things like, "Why did Capcom just turn Juri into foot fetish bait?" have started popping up on the Street Fighter subreddit. Of course, as with pretty much anything on the internet, there are those out there who are loving Juri's depiction in Street Fighter VI. We won't be showcasing any of those here because they're not exactly PG-13. But if you're reading this with shock and horror that anyone could be against Juri's grippers, there's probably a community out there for you.
So
there's that.
For every one person that doesn't like it, there's about 100 that are going to buy that game.
Oh, my God.
Just for that. Go to DeviantArt and you don't. But
I'm not.
If you go to DeviantArt and just search for Juri, you can find a lot of foot stuff. I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
And she's pretty great.
Yeah. And I mean, this is clearly fan service.
Oh, absolutely. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
There's nothing hidden anymore. I mean, I've lamented that feeling of like foot fetish is such an out thing now. People are hesitant to put any feet stuff in media, or if they do, it's really purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
It's less like, oh, just a fun thing that happened. So we lose that aspect. But on the other hand, you get stuff like this where it's total fan service, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
All for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's going to be some great videos. I'm not going to buy the damn game, but there's going to be some great videos coming out.
No, you're not going to buy it?
There's so many streamers and YouTubers that review games like this, and fetish guys specifically that post that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to buy the game. I hate fighting games, but I love seeing the content from it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I searched for this on Twitter.
What, the Juri?
No, I searched for just conversations about this topic on Twitter. And one person makes a really, like, really cogent argument that, like, yeah, like, it's fine for them when the boobs jiggle.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, their asses are the focal point. But, like, it's not okay when it's feet.
It's true.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. No one minds her being, you know, in whatever way objectified or highly sexualized in ways that are, you know, typical. I'm looking at her character right here and, like, she's wearing, like, these aren't pants. These aren't clothes. But the fact that she's barefoot, that's an issue, apparently.
That's the problem. It's ridiculous.
Not really sensible for fighting in either.
Sure, it's sensible. You mean hundreds of martial arts?
No. I mean, like, everything else she's wearing.
Oh, I see.
I feel like I'd get caught on a lot of things. Anyway.
They're loose clothing so she can move around.
That was my other. News for the week.
That news seemed to sap all of your energy.
No, I'm dying. I have a cold.
Cold. Yeah, you were all bouncing around before. I also find it interesting that this moment of problem that people have, it's something that makes her extremely dominant and extremely powerful. I mean, I guess she could have bouncing boobs and still be super strong and powerful. But I don't know. It's hard to be objectified with your feet and not come across as super dominant.
Oh, I don't think that that's true at all. But I think that possibly... No, I mean, they're fighting games. The women are always portrayed as somewhat dominant because they're supposed to win.
That's a good point.
Presumably much of
the
time.
That was an interesting piece of foot news. Good find. Yeah, I somehow didn't find that. Well done.
Thank you. Did you just Google search for foot fetish in the news, like, right before the show?
I did a few days ago.
Oh, well, yeah, because that article is hot off the presses, hot guys. It's like it's nice. Like today, I think, brand
That's
new.
That's fantastic. Good feet news. Now, on to our next little segment, your shoe reviews, Belle's shoe reviews. You have a shoe to review. You have to cough your brains out in a second. Oh, my God. I like that this cold suddenly hits you just as you're recording.
No, it's not the cold. It's just, you know, when you get like that tickle in the back of your throat that like will not go away.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Get that guy with the long toenails to scratch your throat.
Ew. So the shoes that I've been wearing this week are a pair that Ramon found for me at a thrift store.
Sure did.
He got them at a Goodwill. He happened to find them, and they just happened to be my exact size and very, very, very much my style. They're bear paw boots. Hold on one second. I'm trying to find the exact
picture.
Name of them.
Oh, the exact name of them. God, I don't know the name. I'll describe them to y'all. So they're brown, and they have, like, on the sides of the boot. Well, so far, they're very, like, I'm not going to call them fluffy, but it's a very soft, leathery kind of boot. Yeah, it's suede. It's a suede. But on the sides of the boot, they're like yarn on the side of it, and it's like a multicolored sort of yarn-looking thing. Again, it's very much Belle's style. Like, it's very, like, folksy, I'd call them.
Okay. So, I have found a listing. Oh, gosh, I don't know. It just has them listed as bear paw ankle boots. And
well,
they
boring.
Have, yeah, they're suede and they have this like super cute like yarn on the outside. It looks like it's woven and it's so colorful and so pretty. And on the inside, it's like this soft, soft shearling and it's so freaking comfy and they're so warm and they're so cute. I absolutely love them. And when Ramon found them, I often would be really iffy about used shoes. I don't know if I've not talked about that, but I would be iffy about used shoes. But these were practically brand new.
They were brand
new,
yeah.
It looked like they hadn't even been worn once.
And I caught him out of the corner of my eye. I don't usually, despite my very, very present fetish, mm-hmm. I usually don't look through the shoes at Goodwill. I generally look at them a little more now.
Well, they're usually a little gross.
It's a little gross, yeah. Just because, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think, my brain would think they're gross, but it is because I don't know who wore them.
Right. It could be someone gross.
It could be someone gross. So that doesn't really like swing anything for me.
Right. But these were practical. Like they, I don't think they'd been worn at all.
No. Nope.
I think someone maybe bought them or got them as a gift and didn't like them. And so just donated them or something.
I think that's what happened. They're dumb because they're great.
They're so nice. They're so nice. And they're super comfy, and it's getting colder around here. It's getting cool, and it's the season for me to wear, like, soft, fluffy boots. The shearling on the inside is so cozy. It's my favorite. I love it. And that is my shoe review.
That is a positive shoe review.
I need to look into more Bearpaw brand boots.
You do.
My issue is oftentimes when you see, like, their slip-on boots, they tend to feel really flimsy, like, I don't know, just not super substantial, because I've seen them in stores before, and they just don't feel like, they don't have a lot of heft to them, but these are, like, really sturdy, heavy duty. The sole on them is, like, thick, it's really chunky. I love it.
That's awesome.
So, those are great shoes. That is Belle's shoe review.
Shoe review.
I give those 2 toes up.
Just two?
Well, two out of two. Two thumbs.
Two thumbs. I got it.
Two big toes. You've
up. You've dated yourself.
What? No.
You're Siskel and Ebert there. That was nice.
I'll give them 10 toes up.
There you go. We all want to see that anyway.
You have 10 toes.
I have a new segment I immediately just thought of. What is something, my brain is blanking the word.
This is
requisite.
Good.
Thing that has to happen. Requisite.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Okay.
Yeah. This is your requisite foot job description of the week to make sure that foot job guy is happy.
Oh, okay.
So you gave me a foot job not too long ago. It was pre-coital because you were trying to entice me.
Okay.
To get me in the mood.
Sure. Yeah.
And you were way into it. You went straight up, like, it wasn't even a casual one. It wasn't like my feet just happen to be in your lap and I'm going to do it. You were like, I'm going to get you interested.
This was on the couch.
Yes.
The time.
Mm-hmm. And you take over because they don't want to hear me describe a foot job.
Yeah. This was on the couch. And I was just, you know, when you're rubbing a dick through the shorts. First you start out doing it through the shorts.
Oh, yeah,
and then
that
you,
was it.
You reach in with your foot and pull it out of the shorts. And then once it's out and you just grab it with both of your toes. Well, both feet, all of your toes. And you just start going to town.
Ugh, magnificent. Because
Ramon was over here and he was like, oh no, I'm too tired. I'm not in the mood. And then I was like, oh, maybe you are in the mood though. And then he was.
And then
Then we had some fun on the couch.
We sure did. We christened this thing.
We did.
I also had the thought of, you're wearing these new socks. They're just black socks. They're not, and they're the most boring socks if you're going to talk about socks.
They are thermal socks, and they're like extra, extra warm.
They're very soft on the outside.
They're super soft on the inside, too. Feel them.
I can't. You're wearing slippers.
No. Come here.
I felt. Okay, go. Yeah, take them off. Yeah.
No. Feel the lining. All right. The lining.
That is a very soft lining.
It's like soft and like brushed. It's so, so warm. It's getting cold, guys. It's getting cold.
It's slightly cold, so she added 2 extra layers. But no, I said to her, with those socks, I want a sock job. And she said gross.
Yeah, that's really gross. I'm going to ruin my socks. That would be such a mess.
Well, I'm not saying I would finish. You just get me going with them.
That would still be pretty messy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to risk that.
Why would you even get those socks if you were going to pleasure me?
Oh my god, no, you gotta buy me a new pair of socks.
That's true. I did pick you up some more toe socks because people keep buying your damn socks.
Yeah, but they're not my preferred style of toe socks. You should have asked.
I thought nobody cares. No,
I have really strong opinions about this.
I'll just put these to the side and I'll get you the good ones.
Thanks.
It's fine.
Thanks.
Because people keep buying those socks. You can buy socks from Belle. You just gotta write in and ask her. She wears them for a week and they get super gross. Especially this time of year. You would think, oh, you know, it's the summer where she's going to be gross. Nah, she's wearing all these layers and she's running around sweating in these shoes and it's all getting contained. None of it's leaving. None of it's going into a shoe. It's all just going into these socks.
Yeah. And I do spend a lot more time outdoors when the weather starts to cool off than when it's hot out. Because I hate the summer. It's gross.
You do.
So I don't go outside in the summertime. So I'm way more likely to be outside getting my shoes all sweaty and gross and getting my socks all sweaty and gross.
Gross.
This time of year than I am in the summer.
When the summer rolls around, we got to get you wearing those Toms and getting them all sweaty.
Yes.
We'll find times for that. It'll be good. We'll get them all gross. So Funk's old brother can get those damn Toms.
I know, right?
So he can buy them back.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break for the steak. And when we come back,
pause for the cause.
We'll come back and talk about gymnastic feet.
Gymnastic feet.
Gymnasty feet.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Dr. Bell from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know? According to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world.
Science!
Science. It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Big, small.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Contours.
Do your feet smell?
Ew.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain or be able to.
No.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy, sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt. But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today. RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, we're back. We're back, back, back.
What's up, guys?
Back with gymnast feed. I forgot the Olympic theme. Dun, 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 that's my techno version. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's way too fast.
Well, I wasn't going to spend 20 seconds doing the full one. Let's do a quick one for you. So, gymnastics and feet.
So.
Good old gymnastics. So, I think all of us with a foot fetish are drawn to things where the performers are barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Goes without saying.
Sure.
That's why all of us are kind of into yoga. We're all kind of into reflexology. We're all into Pilates. We're all into gymnastics and we're all into swimming.
Yeah.
Just things we're going to watch and pay attention to just a little bit more than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, here's the thing with gymnastics. A lot of the gymnasts I see, at least on the female side, I haven't paid attention to male gymnasts all that much. This may be completely different for them.
Mm-hmm.
They all are so small.
They're very small.
Which usually equates to small feet.
Yes.
And there's my main gripe. I'm a guy that likes big feet. And while there are certainly gymnasts who do have larger feet, on the whole, a lot of them have small feet or are perceived to have small feet.
Well, I think you generally are a better gymnast when you're smaller.
Yeah, your center of gravity is
smaller. You're
shorter,
you're more petite.
You're agile.
You have smaller feet, yeah.
Generally, yeah. The other qualm I have with gymnastics and feet, they do the most horrendous things with their feet. They do these points. They're always flexed in weird ways. Try to watch some gymnastics and watch it for the feet. They go so fast, you're not going to be able to find them.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of focus on them, despite it being barefoot.
I mean, maybe if you had like the balance beam.
You can do that a bit. And really, it's pictures you're looking for. It's like, you know, when you're watching MMA and, you know, there's moments of the feet flashing. You're really looking for the pictures on that one more than anything else. But the gymnasts are doing such crazy ass things with their feet. And I took notes on that. Let me pull that up. I have it in a different freaking note for some reason. There was a discussion I found online between flexed feet versus pointed toes and which was more preferable for gymnasts. It wasn't a matter of what
like
was more attractive.
Flexed meaning like this and pointed meaning like that.
Right. Pointed meaning your toes are going pointing somewhere, and flexed meaning, you know, foot is flexed out. Did I even write it down? No, I didn't write it down at all. I'm so dumb. I'll see if I can remember it. It was like, it's more traditional for the foot to be flexed, I think. Like certain gymnasts are trained to do that versus, so it's actually a very purposeful reason that they do it. It wasn't just like, oh, this is just what my feet do when this happens. You would think they'd all want to be pointed, but no, there's different schools of what to do with your foot.
Okay.
Like there's this, I remember now, it was a Hungarian gymnast. She's known for being, she flexes her feet when she does it as opposed to others who point their feet.
Okay.
But I think it's more acceptable to do the pointed one. Like I think they look at that and go, ah, that's more pretty.
I think it is more pretty. It looks more polished.
I hate that.
It looks more aesthetically pleasing. It looks more, yeah, but also, so I am reading,
oh, what'd you find?
I am reading that properly pointing the toes helps keep the legs in the correct positions.
Oh, okay.
It helps keep tension throughout the muscles and helps strengthen the ankles and feet. It basically creates a more stable leg unit rather than separate leg muscles / joints, etc. He says, sit with your legs together out straight in front of you. Flex your feet, toes straight up. Then shift your ankle so that your feet point forward,
she's
but your
it.
Toes are relaxed.
It's hot.
Then curl your toes.
She's doing
now
it
do
slippers.
The opposite.
It sucks.
Uncurl the toes, flex the ankles. Repeat those steps a few times. Sometimes it helps to count. When doing this, your knees should be tight and legs together. Once you reach two, feet and toes fully pointed, your entire leg should be straight and tense. For someone who isn't naturally flexible this way, you'll probably feel a stretch in the top of your foot. This is normal and will get better as you continue practicing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I definitely am feeling.
What are you feeling?
When I point my toes, like every muscle in my leg is engaged.
Yeah. Whereas when you're this, I don't know, I feel that in my calf.
You feel it in your calf, but not.
Oh, not everywhere
not
else.
All
oh,
the way
you're
through
right.
your leg.
Okay, okay. Weird.
Yeah. Interesting.
You have to have control over all your bodily muscles to do. I mean, gymnastics is, first off, ignoring all the fetish aspects, that's goddamn impressive what they do.
Yeah.
Like, you are making your body an instrument and making it do crazy things. So, you know, I always like to watch gymnastics for that reason. They also wrap their feet sometime, which, of course, they have to do. Apparently, heel spurs are very common.
Yes.
And gymnast feet, which sucks. Having a heel spur myself, they must go through. Imagine doing gymnastics. Like, you can't wear a special shoe. Though some are starting to wear socks, I'm reading. Which probably, I think, is good. They should still wrap themselves in some ways.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be some sort of support. But at that point, at what point does it become like, I mean, there's... there's competitive, right? Like, I mean, if some people are wearing socks and some people aren't, then that's a difference
there.
Well,
I don't
think... Right?
I don't know if it's a rule or not. I should have looked that
up. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, let's see if you can find that real quick.
I don't know. I mean, I know that oftentimes there are, like, really strict rules about what gymnasts and athletes wear. I'm seeing pictures here, and these are probably not from competitions, but I'm seeing pictures of gymnasts with, like bandages.
Oh, I've
on
seen some
their
wear
feet.
Slippers
I'm
before.
Seeing this one has like a cuff around her ankle here.
Probably has a terrible heel spur.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's any gymnast. Why don't you write into the show and let us know if that's something that you have to be barefoot or have to, or is it all optional? You know, because I've heard that it's for grip and agility that you would be generally barefoot. Which I could understand.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of gymnasts with chalk on the bottoms of their feet.
Yes.
So that they can maintain grip. And yeah, I feel like that would be a definite asset to being barefoot as opposed to wearing socks or anything else on your feet.
Indeed.
Being able to have that traction that you like. I mean, with socks, I couldn't see you being able to get that type of grip with your feet with socks.
Mm-hmm.
I there's no way. That would be inherently difficult. Socks are slippery, man.
Socks are slippery.
You get those little grippy socks like you get at the hospital.
But even those aren't great.
No, those are the worst socks.
The second
in the
your
world.
Feet start sweating.
Those are the worst socks.
They're
the
most unattractive.
Entire world.
Oh yes.
They're the most unattractive. It's like after I've had our kids, when I'm in the hospital post having a baby and I'm like, it's the least attractive. I'm like sweaty and gross and I'm bleeding from all sorts of places and it's disgusting. And I'm like, it's bad. And it's the least sexy I'm ever going to be. And they put me in the least sexy socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, you made this compounded so much worse. Like, I don't know. It just...
it's horrendous.
It's bad.
Though it is usually fun to see them fight. They work so hard to find socks that will fit you because your feet
are
so
big. They got to go get me an extra large or
I
something.
I love that. I'm always like, no, those aren't going to fit. I'm like,
no, not those.
That's hot. That's my wife's feet. Yeah. Like, I'm the only one in the room that's thinking that. They're like, yeah. Pound it. No, nurse. Oh, she's gone.
She's calling security
on
you.
Oh, God. Goodbye.
Sir, you need to leave.
Oh crud, where'd it go? So the girl that everyone, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of very beautiful gymnasts out there. The one everyone loves is Allie Raceman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. She has a really awesome picture where her feet are in the pose and they're very attractive feet. They're small. I think they're size 6. If I could, I could look that up. Although WikiFeet's been down for like the past couple of days.
Oh,
which
no.
Has had the internet in a tizzy.
I'm shocked that wasn't in our feet news.
He had to, I know, right? He had to put out a statement several times being like, we're not gone. We're just fixing things. Everyone calm your shit. They're very important.
Like I could, yeah.
It's wonderful, wonderful site. 6.5. Size 6.5.
Oh, Allie Raceman. So little.
It's pretty small. Not as small as I thought, but still small. Let me see if I can find that picture real quick. Oh, that wasn't the pose. It was this one that everybody loves where she's got...
Oh, yeah. Feet right up in the air.
Up in the air.
What is she wearing?
Oh, I have no... Like a snuggly or something? I don't freaking know. And flannel pants. It's kind of doing it for me.
So, I'm reading...
What are you reading?
Warned I'm trying to find the average size feet...
Oh.
Of a female gymnast.
I wonder if anyone's done that research. I can't imagine they have.
I mean, they're all really short.
Yes.
I would imagine.
I mean, they can't. I mean, presumably average size would be 6, just given their general height.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of generalization here with very little research, but I think based on what we all know, they're going to be small with small feet.
Yeah, small. I'm seeing for most of them are around a 5 or 6.
Very tiny.
Like, what's her name? That Kardashian we were just talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Simone Biles is 4'8".
That's very, very
That's
tiny.
That's so small.
She's very small.
The average female Olympic gymnast has gone from 5'3" to 4'9" over the past 30 years.
So small.
That's so tiny.
That is a very tiny.
That's people. So small. Anyway,
that's crazy.
So yeah, so she has nice feet.
Size 4, Simone Biles.
Oh my God.
Size 4.
That's 4. So small.
That is a child.
Right?
She I'm shops in at, the kids' shoe section.
She kind of must have to. Did I even tell you about the one time I saw a little person lady at Target and she was shopping for shoes in the kids' section?
That makes sense.
And yeah, of course it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, they have really cute kids' shoes nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably a huge problem like 40 years ago when you had to shop at Stride Rite as like a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
But like nowadays, you go to Target and it's like, oh, damn, these are really cute. Like genuinely really cute shoes.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time to be a little person.
I'm looking at pictures of Simone Biles right now, and I cannot fathom that she's only 4'8".
Well, that makes sense. She's very small.
I know, but like, I don't know.
Eensy-weensy Matt Damon-sized gymnast.
I just can't. I need to see. God, she's incredibly muscular, too.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, freaking gymnast, man. We just got done talking about that.
No, I know.
So on to cute other things for gymnasts, unless you have something else to bring up.
I was just going to bring up that Simone Biles is a hero because she testified against Larry Nassar.
Oh, yeah.
So
that motherfucker.
I think that's really great.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm really proud of her for that.
Poor gymnasts.
I know, right? But yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. I don't know if we have a ton...
Ton what?
More to say about gymnasts' feet.
The hell I don't. I have a whole
you
subreddit
do?
Here.
Oh, well, they have a ton more to say about gymnasts'
and
feet.
And that will give us a ton more to say. Act
I used
like
to
I'm
have
not
a
prepared.
Friend who was a gymnast.
Yeah?
Yeah, she wasn't like a professional gymnast or anything, but she was a super, super skilled gymnast. She could do like she could walk on her hands.
Oh, that's fun.
It was really impressive. I've never seen anyone.
Someone I know?
No, you never met her.
Okay.
You never met
Shame.
Her. She lives in England now.
Ooh.
Or the UK or Britain or whatever. Maybe Shameful
or
Steve
Stratford
knows her.
Upon
Shameful
Avon, whatever.
Steve, you don't know her. She's a lesbian.
Well, that's fun, too.
Yeah. She's awesome. I would have married her if I didn't marry you.
Aw. We'll get her. You can still get her.
No, I can't.
Come
She's
back.
Married. She has kids. And I'm married. And I have kids.
Ah, details.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah.
I don't
What size
remember.
Feet? Did you have big feet?
She no,
small?
She was short. She was
there
short.
We go. There we go.
So she probably had small feet. I never looked at it, but yeah.
I imagine you didn't back then.
No, I never, ever,
never
ever would
feet.
Have. Never in a million years. What am I, some sort of a pervert?
A prevert. So I created, in my infinite wisdom, the day before we shot, the day before we recorded here.
Yeah.
A thread on Foot Fetish Talks, which has now become my fishing ground.
Nice.
Because, I mean, we're all there.
You're basically like BuzzFeed nowadays. This is BuzzFeed,
yeah,
the podcast.
Kind of, but whatever.
Where
Listen.
We just go on Reddit and read Reddit posts.
A little bit, but then we discuss them. I think we have a little more going on than just
yeah.
straight
okay.
up.
Yeah, fair.
You know, I am interested in the thoughts of the people, and I'm sharing them out to people who may not go to Reddit or want to
yeah.
go read through all these threads.
Yep, uh-huh, absolutely.
So, I made a thread called Gymnast Feet Experiences and Opinions. I asked, have you ever had any fun experiences with gymnasts and their feet? What's your thoughts on gymnast feet? And any fantasies about gymnast feet? And I recounted one where I had an experience with gymnast feet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who was a gymnast stand on my face.
What?
Yes. And it was...
Who was this?
I'll explain later.
Oh,
I can't
okay.
explain it. It would give too much away.
What?
But
okay.
I don't want to. It would
oh
be
God.
Too
oh
specific
God.
To name who this is or how
I'm
it happened.
I'm not asking for her name.
No, I'll tell you afterward.
Okay. It's a secret, guys.
It's
you don't
secret.
You don't
But
get
it wasn't
to
a
know.
Model and it wasn't someone who was going to model. It was just a fun experience.
What?
Did you stop?
What? I'm so
I will
confused.
Pause the podcast if you're going to be this confused.
Guys, what's he talking about?
I'm talking about the fun part. They don't care about the backstory.
Okay, all right. I care about the backstory. Who is this woman, Ramon?
Okay, fine. So I was... no, I'm not going to go into it.
Okay.
So she was a gymnast. She had excellent balance. She had small feet. So she didn't weigh much. I think she weighed under 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to balance totally fine on my face. And because she weighed so little, she could have stayed there all day and I would have been fine. So that was really fun.
All right.
It was a fun experience. That was my gymnast. That's my only gymnast feet experience.
Okay.
That I found fairly positive.
All right. How nice for you.
It was nice. But then people went on to say, I'm going to start with this first one because it was the first
woman he's talking about, you guys.
Oh my God. Why would I?
What the fuck is happening?
Here's her social security number and here's her home address and her mother's maiden name.
You're right. That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, always.
Not
weird.
Just like, oh, it was the chick I went to college with or
people
like,
have to give their ID when they enter our home. With. First comment was, I like gymnast, but also looking for the karate chick to step on my throat with a victory pose after beatdown. That's not what I asked, bro.
Nah. And then this guy's got his dick in his left hand while
they
he
all
types.
Do.
Like, this guy.
Ugh, they're thirsty over there.
Ugh.
Gosh. Another one. Absolutely. I'm obsessed with pantyhose, tights, and spandex, etc. And gymnasts wear a lot of those. So, yes. I hadn't considered mm-hmm. that. They wear that, which I think is ugly as hell. I get
the leotards.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they're not cute.
I don't know. The skin tone pantyhose, which we said in our pantyhose episode, there's a link for it up there.
Mm-hmm.
This is future Ramon who's going to put a little goddamn link somewhere.
Okay, thanks, future Ramon. Thanks for all that.
I am going to forget that I ever did this. By the time I get to this episode, it's just going up, y'all.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, skin tone pantyhose are horrendous. Just horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the worst. You've talked about this a lot. Like Hooters ladies.
Ugh, for fuck's sake.
It's terrible.
Why does anyone find that attractive?
No one does.
Skin
no one
doesn't
finds
look like
that attractive.
Skin doesn't look like that. I have friends now that wear that type of pantyhose, and I want to shoot myself when I look at them. It's horrible. It's like, what are you doing? You already had nice legs. You've just ruined them. No one looks at your legs and goes, ah, now they look good. Not a thing. Wear black pantyhose if you're going to wear black anything. Or red. Red's cool, I guess. Anyway, if you're into that, gymnast are your friend. Someone went on to say, I often fantasized about worshiping former gymnast feet. Never while they were active in the gym, though. A lot of gymnast feet look rough. Well, they're going to continue to be rough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Later in their life.
They're super rough, dude.
Like dancers, gymnasts, guess what?
You have to have a hell of calluses to be able to do all the sort of jumps and turns that they do.
Jesus, so many calluses.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will say that I do like yellowed feet.
Yeah, you do.
But not necessarily rough feet. That's the trade-off. It's got to be somewhere in between where they're kind of callous, but not super duper.
Right.
Because I've described this once before. I had someone rub their feet on my face, and they were very callous to the point where it hurt.
Nice.
They were so rough. Like, this person went barefooting all the time. And I thought, oh, this is going to be awesome. No, it sucked. It really sucked. But her feet did smell good in my own way. They were smelly. It was good. It would be interesting if her feet were a bit rough. I think I'd enjoy it. This person likes rough feet.
Sure.
And their legs often are so powerful, could crush bone in a scissor move, I bet. They do have strong thighs. And probably very strong feet. Bet they could break a pencil.
I bet they could. I'm still really,
maybe
I'm still
having,
so disappointed that I couldn't do that.
I bet having smaller feet would give you an advantage for breaking pencils.
Why do you suppose that?
Because your muscles are tighter, so they could squeeze tighter.
Maybe.
My knowledge of anatomy is not good.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough to question you.
Good. We'll keep it that way.
You might be right.
Well, we can certainly agree that gymnasts have strong feet and probably have a better chance of breaking that pencil.
Possibly. Yes, absolutely.
Good toe strength, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
What's that? I should have looked up. Oh, my God. What?
The utter confidence that time with which I was like, I bet I could do that. I could totally do that. And then was like, oh, I definitely can't do that.
That's my favorite moments with you. I live for those moments.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's like when you were wrestling with the company up in New Jersey.
Oh, I never once.
You never thought you could win that?
Expected to win? No, I'm not strong.
No, but you were confident.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't.
No, I wasn't. He was just like, yeah, you know, you got to smack talk her and you got to like tell her you're going to kick her ass. And I was like, okay, I mean, I can say that, but I'm not going to do it. Like, That guy was fucking crazy.
That guy was crazy. This person went on to say, not a gymnast, but a cheerleader. So kind of close.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Cheerleaders also. I mean, they wear shoes all the time, but.
He just gave a term that I've never heard of. She had Taylor's bunions, but she had amazing souls that I love to worship. Hmm. The hell are Taylor's bunions?
Hold on.
I love things that have qualifiers like that, like so-and-so's this. Like animal names that have that. I love those. So what are Taylor's bunions? Taylor, like, you know, sewing Taylor.
That's a Taylor's bunion, also called a bunionette, is a prominence of the fifth metatarsal bone at the base of the little toe.
Oh, so it's like the other side. Interesting.
Yes.
Not like where the big toe is.
It's a little toe bunion.
What does that look like? Show me. Oh, weird. That's,
yeah.
I don't like that.
No, it's not cute, but no bunion really is.
That's bizarre. Yeah, I've never seen a bunion
weird.
Over there.
Very weird.
That is peculiar.
A bunionette.
Bunionette. That's adorable.
As opposed to a common bunion, which is on the big toe. Interesting.
Very interesting.
That was another fun foot fact for you.
Fun foot fact. It's a bunionette. That a bunionette sounds like a really tasty, tiny bun.
I was totally just thinking that a bunionette sounds like a fancy French pastry.
That's made with onions.
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was
bunionette.
Thinking like,
I'm going to make a freaking boatload now. Like I'm open my little bunionette store.
No, ew.
Come get your bunion. I swear, I bet it would do well. Bunions.
Like, what are those things called? Oh, like onion rolls?
Yeah.
Bunions?
Yeah, they're called, I'm calling them bunions from now on.
Okay, I'm fine with you calling onion rolls bunions. I think that's really
great.
I'm
really mad we haven't thought of that till just now.
But what I will say is that the marketing would never work for that.
No.
Bunions is too gross. People wouldn't like it.
No, it wouldn't work out.
Funyuns only works because they're fun.
Because they're fun.
They're fun. It has the word fun in it, so people think fun.
Mm, so much fun.
But bunion is already a word that exists and
a terrible,
is gross.
Terrible word.
People hate it.
Bunion.
Except
bunion
for that
bunions.
One guy. That one guy who wrote in to tell us how much he loved bunions.
I like bunions. I mean, I don't like bunions, but I... Generally, they're on bigger feet, so that's why I sort of sideline love them. I don't know. I
no,
like bunions.
Thank you.
I got no problems with bunions.
Not for me.
I mean, as long as they're not awful and like
I mean,
hurting
I
the
believe
person.
They're yeah, they're oh, usually gosh. Pretty painful, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They can be because it makes wearing shoes weird. It sucks.
Yeah.
So I think that's all I got for gymnast feet.
That's all you got for gymnast feet? You made a whole stink about like, oh, I have content. I posted to
Reddit. I did make
Reddit.
It clear I just made this a day ago.
Wow.
Because I'm bad at my job.
So that was all of Ramon's
well,
preparation and everything.
I believe there's something over on our very own Foot Fetish Podcast.
Foot Fetish subreddit. Podcast? r/Foot Fetish Podcast?
That's right, baby.
Fantastic.
Let's go take a
what
peek.
You got for me?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're going to find out, guys. Do. Maybe you already know. Maybe it's your comment.
Could be. It could be.
I'm not gonna vamp for you.
You never do.
I always do.
You have
but you have
pauses in this
it.
Show that I could drive a goddamn
you
truck through.
Earned it.
God. You know how much editing I gotta do when you start talking?
Do you?
So much.
Do you edit out my pauses?
Not every one of them. If it's funny or if it's part of what you're doing, I leave it in. But if it's like a long pause and then an and then another long pause. Yeah, I generally
wow.
trim those down.
That's pretty rude.
It's so rude.
Maybe the audience is here for my pauses.
You don't know that.
Our listeners want everything. I mean, they want the whole thing.
Oh, look at
not
them.
Just the words. You got to listen to what I'm not saying.
Got to listen
that's
to the words
the
in
artistry,
between.
That's where the artistry is.
The artistry.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, tell me what we got. What do we
ain't
have?
Got nothing. Nobody said anything.
Nothing?
But ugh. Guess what? We got to get to some feedback.
Oh, it's feedback time,
it's
guys.
It's feedback time.
It's time for feedback.
Feedback time. Hey, Belle and Ramon. I'm new to this podcast, and I love listening to y'all at work.
Welcome.
It definitely helps me get through my days at work. Keep up the great work. Y'all are awesome.
Oh, my God. That guy just used the word work like 11 times.
Work, work, work. Work, work, work. Worky, worky, work, work, work. Here,
all right.
Here's
thank
one
you.
For you.
Thank you. Glad that you like it. This is from someone called McSquiddle.
Yeah, McSquiddle.
He says, I very much agree with you guys about the podcast getting boring if it were just 100% feet talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right.
As someone with a big foot fetish, I would have gotten bored if it weren't for the fact that you two are quite interesting people who have a great dynamic. Thank you. Belle's introduction really did save this podcast. Don't listen to the horn dogs and keep up the great content.
Yeah.
I saved this podcast. Did you hear that?
I've always said that.
Yeah, that's true.
This podcast would have died after episode 4.
Yeah, I'm great. You're welcome, everyone. You got any more feedback for us?
Of course I got feedback.
Oh my God, give me the feedback.
Hello? Let me see. Did I have something that was on topic? I'm almost certain. Oh.
I did have one.
We
should have led with that.
Here's one that was on topic.
We have on topic feedback.
On topic feedback. On topic feedback.
From Pete. I'm going to call it Pete back.
Ew.
Never mind. Take that back. That was gross. Pete says, hi, Belle and Ramon.
Hello.
OMG. I am so excited to hear what you have to say about this topic. As you know, I love strong feet. What is stronger than gymnastic feet? The power, the grace, the thickness. Incredible. Although smaller feet, for the most part, some are large. Ali Reis? Reis?
Reisman, I think.
Oh. Yeah. It was a typo. Has amazing feet, among others, like Nadia Comaneci. Forgive the spelling. I'm going to look her up. Hold on one second.
Well, he said forgive the spelling. How are you going to find her? You didn't spell it right. Comaneci. Good luck.
Oh my God, she's 60? She's 60.
Well, I guess she was an older one. She was one from back in the day.
What? She's like, well, first of all, she's like a tiny child.
Oh
but
my God.
I can't tell because this is from like 1,000 years ago, and also she's a gymnast, so she might be 25, and I just can't tell.
Could be. What do you know?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at pictures of her, and I don't understand this haircut.
The haircut's weird. It's
the haircut's
bowl cut. It's very bizarre.
You know, I had a bowl cut when I was a kid. It was not cute. It was not cute. Oh my God, 5-time Olympic gold medalist. The first gymnast to be awarded a perfect score of 10 at the Olympic Games at the age of 14. Good for her. Now, she's 5'4".
Kind of tall.
And that's super tall for a gymnast.
It is. Weird, right?
Yes. Her feet
are... What are they at?
Six.
Six. Nah, six is fine. I've had good times with size 6 feet.
Didn't you just get done saying that, like, a woman has to be, like, really amazing for you to get excited about size 6 feet?
And they were.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So there.
Who? Was it that mystery woman that you won't tell me about?
Duchess is pretty great with size 6 feet.
This is true.
She's adorable and a delightful model. She's wonderful.
She is.
Here's another piece of feedback that will make you feel good because it's our buddy.
Great. I'm excited. Oh, it's Clayward.
Good old Clayward.
You want me to read it?
Yes.
Usually read Clayward. Okay. Clayward says, hey, Belle and Ramon, this episode, 71, the one about foot fetish talks, was a heavy one. I'm personally not a fan of that subreddit because their community is kind of homophobic, unless they're lesbians. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of foot fetish, guys.
Yeah.
As we've discussed.
And it's not that I don't care about people talking about their straight foot fetish. It's when it's all they talk about. Yeah. Yeah. And probably would react really negatively if you tried to talk about men's feet.
They do.
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's gross.
Yeah, that's Reddit. Mm-hmm.
Like guys don't, like gay men don't have a foot fetish.
Right.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Like if you're on a subreddit for anything sexual, unless it's like super, super, unless you're like, oh, fetish for female feet. Like, okay. But if it's foot fetish, then it should be open to everyone.
That's how I run Feet on Face, the subreddit I run.
Oh, yeah?
Listen, if there's my only thing is you got to be of age and it's got to be feet on a face. I don't care whose it is.
Do you get submissions of men's feet?
Not often, but occasionally.
Do you notice that there's like, is there negative comments about it? Is there like
They don't get upvoted much.
Is it downvoted a lot?
It's downvoted a lot.
Mm, that sucks.
Doesn't happen often.
Hmm. That's unfortunate.
I agree.
I'll bet there's specific subreddits for men's feet, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's gay feet subreddits for sure.
All right.
So, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, I don't think Belle should let what they say get to her. Unless it's a serial podcast, tangents are kind of par for the course. And when talking about something inherently sexual like a foot fetish, those tangents are what's going to keep it interesting. Otherwise, you're just two people talking about feet for 1 to 2 hours. And to be honest, that sounds kind of boring. Thank you. Exactly. This is what I'm saying, too.
Our true fans understand.
Yes. Yes. Fans of the podcast understand. Guys who are just trying to find something at work to like listen to give them a boner.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Right.
As for creeping on feet, there was this one gay guy who ran this. I didn't mean to say gay like that, but I'm sorry.
Gay guy.
There was this one.
G-H-E-Y.
There was this one gay guy who ran this foot website where he'd just have conversations with guys while recording their feet. Something happened. I don't know the details, but his whole account and website were taken down. Something about the guys consenting to being filmed, but not that their likeness or the sexual nature of the videos. It's a lesson about informed consent.
Mm.
Mm. All in all, great episode. Looking forward to the next one. I think, was he addressing the guy in last week's episode who was asking for pictures of women's feet?
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, not telling them what it
Why?
Was for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's, it's pretty important, I guess.
It's a fairly important thing.
It's, I guess. Yeah, sure.
It's a thing.
But, like, I mean, you have no guarantee whatsoever that someone isn't going to, like, you know, be jerking off to your Facebook photo
You're
or whatever.
You're not going
to
know.
You know? You don't know.
You're just not going
to
know.
You don't have informed consent to that. But at the same time, like, I don't care. Whatever. No. If I don't know about it, like, don't email me and tell me that you jerked off to my Facebook photo and we're fine.
Agreed.
Yeah, right?
Boom, 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 bada boom.
What's up?
I'm debating between two different... Here we go. We'll do this one.
What? Okay.
Two different feedbacks.
Okay.
Boom.
All right, give me this one.
Here's this one.
Okay. This is from... Well, it has your name on it, but that's like your full name. Possibly your given name.
It's possible.
So I'm not gonna...
It's from this fella.
It's from this guy. I'm not gonna call you by your name. Unless you really want me to.
Mm.
Hello. I want to start off by saying I love when women have smelly feet.
Ah.
I've done sessions where I challenge them to get their feet as sweaty and smelly as possible. And if I couldn't hand it, I'd add an additional $100 to the price of the session. I could get my feet so smelly that he couldn't handle it.
Sounds like a challenge there, fella.
Where do you live, dude?
Yeah,
where do you live?
Make this happen.
Let's do it. He says, there has been a few times while slipping the shoe off, I stick my nose between the foot and the shoe so none of the smell escapes. And I've had to shake off the smell for a second because it was so strong. Then I would dive in and have them wipe their feet all over my face. I'd leave smelling like a walking foot. It was heavenly. You guys are amazing. I hope you never stop creating podcast episodes. And I've been enjoying seeing Belle with other male subs. Thank
Me
you.
Me too.
Thank you. You... Hey, hey, guy, do you want a candle? Because I have a really,
seriously,
really gross candle.
I don't
for
even
you.
Think there's going to be a contest. The first person that wants
oh,
it.
Oh, God, if anybody wants it,
you know, pay
just
shipping.
Let us know.
Just pay the shipping. We'll send it to you.
Yeah.
And the shipping's cheap. It's going to be like $5.
How
wow.
much?
But Belle, I don't think I say that weird. Maybe it's the fact I say bucks. Like, do you say bucks?
Not generally.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Not how I say it, it's that I say.
I don't know. It just sounds silly when you
You're
say
silly.
It.
You're silly.
Anyway, yeah.
First
I
person
mean, listen,
that wants it, you can have it.
Listen, my dude, if you want a candle, and if you're on the East Coast, you ever find yourself over here, like, give me a jingle, because I will take that challenge.
Give me a jingle and a jangle?
I guarantee you I can get my feet so smelly that you can't stand it.
That sounds like a goddamn challenge. And
I guarantee.
So turned on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we could film it for a clip.
Oh, 100%.
Be like, this guy thinks that he can handle my foot stank.
Mm-hmm. He thinks, but he's wrong.
No way.
So wrong. Oh, here's a real quick one. You're not going to be able to read it. Some of its emojis. This was a comment on one of our YouTube videos.
It's our first YouTube comment.
It's not our first.
It's not our first, but it's the first one we're reading on the podcast.
That's true. Good luck reading it. Some of its emojis.
Okay. Sort he of says, it. I listen to your podcast while going on walks with the dogs. When I get back home, it's like, what? I've been away for more than an hour. It's so much fun on walks and of... There's like emojis. Is this a zombie?
I think it's a Grey's Anatomy thing because I see a hospital.
Yeah, there's an ambulance and a hospital. Oh, maybe those are supposed to be orcs.
Maybe orcs, yeah.
Maybe those are supposed to be orcs because they're nice. Green. He likes the orcs in Grey's Anatomy. Thank you.
Yay. I also like orcs. Less Grey's Anatomy, but orcs
wow.
are fun.
Wow. That was episode 43. That mm-hmm. was a long time ago.
It's been quite a trip, me going through all the old episodes.
I too, have gotten this week. I feel like you, because I always make fun of Ramon because he doesn't listen to podcasts. He listens to YouTube videos.
Well, I used to listen to podcasts.
And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? I think I really got to a point podcast-wise, at least in terms of what's, I don't know, maybe Spotify has a limited library. I don't feel like they do, but I got to a point where I feel like I had listened to everything I wanted to listen to on Spotify mm-hmm. podcast wise, and I found various YouTube channels that I am absolutely obsessed with. I started listening to this one, I'm pretty sure I told you guys about it a few like weeks ago, called Tragedy Tales. Mm. And it's all about like caving disasters and like, oh, these people decided to go cave diving and they all died. And then I found this one like this past week and I've just been going through every single video that he has. He talks about like these weird, crazy deaths that these people like, and he has this whole series on like amusement park deaths, like people that, oh, this, and it sucks so bad because they're mostly little kids. And I'm sitting here like, I am never taking my kids on a roller coaster. No way. This little girl was on one of those whitewater rapid rides and she stood up and fell off.
Yeah.
And then she tried to climb up the like ramp that was taking the rapids up the rafts up the thing, and she fell down and the rapids just like pushed her under and she couldn't swim and she drowned.
That's pretty horrible. Thanks yeah. for sharing that.
Yeah. So so I'm just sitting here and I'm just getting myself all worked up into a tizzy about like never going to an amusement park. You're never going
fucking
on a
Debbie
boat.
Downer is what you are.
Never going near the water, never going near a cave. This kid died at Disneyland.
This is great for your anxiety.
Well, see, if I stay away from caves, water, amusement parks, cars, trees, like I just need to.
You're doing a good job of most of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good at that. So,
back to what the other fella said, seeing you with male subs, we got to do that again soon because someone bought a custom of you doing that to someone. We got to get on that.
Yeah.
We got to plan that.
Is that the one we're going to do with.
With Steve?
Yeah.
We can do it with Steve.
I didn't know if we were calling there him was Steve. What's his stage name? What did we...
It's Steve.
Oh, that Steve is his stage name, too?
He just had a boring stage name.
Okay, fair.
That's not his real name. It's just his stage name.
What's his real name?
Well, it's... Beep. It's... I don't...
Why was
it's
I
Reginald.
Thinking
I don't
that
remember.
Steve was his real name?
No. Because you're dumb.
I feel real dumb now, guys.
That's his stage name.
I feel real dumb now.
The problem is stage... It's not like, you know... Captain or, you know,
I know,
asshole or whatever the one guy
have,
called himself.
He doesn't have a memorable stage name like Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Like, I remember Sunshine, and Sunshine was a decade ago.
That's true.
I remember his Instagram handle.
Well, that's like, fun.
I know that.
Good, good. Yeah, yeah. I remember that too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get him out here. Well, there's another fellow that talked to you on FetLife, I think. He wanted to come out. He's not too far away. But yeah. I don't know. We'll
see. I don't know. We've got options.
See whoever wants to film.
We've got options. You know?
Make this happen. I like that we have options now.
We'll see.
Life is good in Fetish Town.
It's all right. It's all right here.
Yeah. All right. I think we're wrapping it up. Enough of this hogwash and pony show.
Pony show?
Yeah. Dog and pony
show.
I'm
shaming it. I'm king shaming pony play.
So you'll note I don't have the box up here tonight for the topics.
Yeah, what's that about?
Because we've gotten a few emails in specifically asking for advice. So I think next, I don't remember if we've done an advice one before, but maybe this is a part two. I'll double check our
episodes.
I don't
think we've ever done an advice one specifically. We've addressed advice in feedback, mm-hmm. but we've never done specifically an
advice
one.
So next week is a specifically write in and get some advice on things, only because two people have done it, a couple of people. So I'm going to create a few threads here and there right into the podcast. If you have something, listen, I've been a fetish producer for 14 years. Belle has been a fetish model for 13 of those 14 years.
Yup.
And she's a professional model on Instagram. We are a couple who loves foot fetish. If there's a piece of advice that you have been waiting to ask or didn't think about asking, or you can ponder something, it's like, oh, what do you think? Even if it's something quick, we'll see if we can help you out. Right in those pieces of advice, whether you want to know how to get into the fetish business, whether you just want to know how to be a healthy couple with a foot fetish, whether you have done something terrible in your foot fetish life and need us to give you kind of a helping hand on that. Right in next week.
A helping foot.
I'm so sorry. My apologies. We'll see if we can help you out with that.
Yeah, sure.
And if it's been kind of lacking in the advice thing, maybe there'll be a little kink shaming at the end when we go down the next letter of clips for sale.
I was going to say, just for some wild cards, throw us some advice that isn't about feet at all.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm pretty good with taxes.
No, yeah. You're not. Oh, yeah, actually, you are pretty good.
You're horrendous with money and tax. You don't even know what I do. You think it's all just spells and fairies.
I assume that there's like smoke involved. You like there's
mirrors?
Signals that you send into the air.
Oh my. But yeah, right in. We'll do
that.
Yeah,
let's do that. That sounds like fun.
If you want a piece of advice from us, write to the foot fetish.
If you have advice for us.
No, it's good. Interrupt me in the middle of the email. thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. You can also write to us on Twitter @RamoneFaithful. You can write to Belle for some
on
reason.
On Instagram @BellsBigSouls.
That's right. Hopefully still around. Didn't you
get
your second strike recently?
God willing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for nothing. It was literally just a picture of my feet.
It was.
And they were like, oh, sexual solicitation. Take it down.
It must be because the watermark is RamoneFaithful.com, because there's no other reason one would mark that as sexual solicitation. Even the post wasn't sexual. You said something like, oh, Saturday stretches.
Yeah, I'm stretching my feet or something. Like,
yeah, like that could be anyone.
Yeah.
Fucking Instagram. I get it. It's their site, their rules. They can do whatever they want. But why would you have, why even have guidelines and rules if you don't follow them yourselves?
Right.
It's. Ugh,
I want Elon Musk to buy Instagram.
He should.
I want Elon Musk to like fight Mark Zuckerberg to the death.
Oh my God.
I want it to happen.
It might happen. If you want to join in on the conversations, you can go to r/footfetishpodcast on Reddit.
Hey guys, who do you think would win in the Thunderdome?
Thunderdome.
Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. What's that Amazon guy? Jeff Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
What do you think, guys? Who would win?
Write in
and tell me who you think would win in the Thunderdome.
Who do you think's gonna win? If you want to support this podcast directly, go to patreon.com/RamoneFaithful and you can join
Patreon.
That wonderful, illustrious, big bald tier of people who have nutted up.
Big balled.
Balled?
Not bald. Not like they're big.
Maybe they're
and
big
bald.
And bald. You don't know who they are.
They just have big balls.
I'm big and bald.
But do you have big balls?
I've got the biggest balls of them all.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
It's not true, guys.
It's not
true.
Not at all. Ew. That's not a... Having big balls sounds horrible. But
it does sound inconvenient.
But these people...
These guys have the biggest balls
of them
all. You know what? They're not big. They're perfectly sized
balls.
And they're really nice.
They have...
Very symmetrical.
They know that in this modern age, you got to lay down the money for the things that you love. And they did for the podcast that
they
know
did.
And love.
They really did.
And you know what? You can go over there and support this podcast for as little as $5 a month.
$5 a month, guys. Come on.
You know, you can keep us going. If we get to, listen, I've said it before. If we get to a point where we're pulling in enough money that, you know, we can support ourselves with these endeavors, We'll do two of these a week. We'll do special mini episodes all the time. There's Let's a lot that it. Can happen mm-hmm. that we don't have time for because my ass is working.
Ooh, Ramon's ass yeah. is working. Oops.
Great.
Forget you heard that.
Oh, my God.
Edit it out.
Boop. So you can support us. $5, $10 gets you access to clips. $25 gets you access to those sexy clips. And $50 gets you access to everything. All the
and
special
we have
clips.
Plans.
Oh, we have
the,
plans.
For the Patreon.
You're going to want to get in on that Patreon because there's going to be some special things coming up, even at the $10 tier.
Yeah.
Possibly even at the $5 tier, but definitely
we're talking,
the 10.
There's a potential for erotic literature.
Erotic literature.
Do you want to watch me like curl my toes while I play Skyrim?
Oh my God, that's going to happen.
Get in on it, guys.
You want to see Belle just casually foot smother me just because it's comfortable for her? That could happen and does happen regularly.
Get in on the Patreon, guys.
Get in on that Patreon. Patreon.com/RamoneFaithful. On that note, next week, remember, we're doing advice. Advice from Belle and Ramone. Some feet advice.
Yeah.
So, until we feed again.
So long, guys.